you've probably noticed there's an election fest approaching. You may have heard about it on this very show. We've seen debates, speeches, rallies, and fundraisers, and of course, many political advertisements on TV. But have you noticed the music behind it all? From fiery convention speeches to the latest attack ad, a good piece of music helps to sell the message. Jennifer Mitchell has this exploration of the music behind the politics.
Paul Chris Johnson is a musicologist at the University of Southern Maine who spent hours investigating the role of music in politics, from television ads to convention soundtracks.
Seen this ad from Issues People? It's not true. The media notes Governor LePage supports Social Security.
It's got this B-flat minor chord, and it's got a B-flat repeating up above.
Chris Johnson says one of the most effective uses of music this season is in this 30-second spot, known as the Truth ad. It spends its first 20 seconds vilifying Democratic opponent Mike Michaud with a dark minor key and a repeating B-flat that's reminiscent of a Morse code Mayday. And then Governor Paul LePage shows up on the screen.
Governor LePage helped create over 20,000 new private sector jobs. Protecting seniors, creating jobs. Our governor, Paul LePage.
The B-flat minor suddenly becomes B-flat major. And this trope of going from minor into major is a trope that goes back to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It's a sort of a triumph over adversity.
The musical message is clear. Whether you're aware of it or not, Chris Johnson says the musical cues in political material are effective. They're designed to make people feel something without their necessarily knowing why.
To be quite frank, it's an attempt to manipulate viewers for emotional reasons one way or the other, whether it's trying to introduce some sadness or sort of a maudlin feeling or sort of joyful, positive music for the candidate that they're advocating for.
And nowhere is this more obvious than at a campaign rally.
We will celebrate a great Republican victory this fall. Thank you so much.
This is the song that followed Senator Susan Collins off the podium at this year's GOP convention. The music came as something of a surprise to Colby College government professor Dan Shea, who says he was expecting something that would underscore Collins' image of stability, hard work, and reliance.
It could be that they're trying to attract young voters to the campaign. Maybe they're doing well with older voters, and this is a group they're after.
So what are campaign managers actually thinking when they cue up a song?
You want to look for themes that have to do with victory and fighting and the good fight and winning and being patriotic.
Bob Mensinger was a consultant and spokesperson for Democratic candidate Cynthia Dill's 2012 run for U.S. Senate, a race she ultimately lost to independent Angus King.
You kind of know your audience a little bit, and so you kind of try to cater to them. In Cynthia's case, she picked out a great song by Desiree, You Gotta Be. You know, it was a strong woman's voice to it, and I think that she was very interested in reaching that demographic.
You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm.
And Paul Chris Johnson at USM says if you want to go straight to the heart of a demographic, doing it with music might be the most expedient way.
My name is Bruce Poliquin. I'm running for Congress.
You can stand me up at the gates of...
For Republicans, it's been a trope for quite a while now that we're not going to back down to the liberals and we're not going to back down to the Democrats. We're going to stick to our principles. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. It's like, hey, we're looking into the future. And I think for Shenna Bellows, it makes sense because Susan Collins ran in 1996 and she promised she would only serve two terms. And then she's gone back on that. And I think she's saying, hey, you know, let's have someone new in there. Mike Michaud using the small town song by John Cougar. Basically, I mean, implied in that is, hey, I worked in the mill. I get you people. I understand. I'm with you. You know, I'm one of you.
But does any of this really matter? Paul Christiansen at USM says yes. He hypothesizes that music can affect people in ways they don't even understand. Dan Shea at Colby College says maybe. No election has ever been won or lost on music alone, but he says those inspiring campaign songs probably energized a few people to go out, knock on doors, and that little bit of extra effort might pay off big for someone on November 4th. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.